coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com. That's Hagman, two N's, HagmanReport.com, and HagmanStore.com. If you want a copy of my book, In the Dark of Night, signed, and if you want some inscription, you have to just put that in the notes section. It's HagmanStore.com, but it's nine countries. It's selling thousands of copies. I'm really grateful for all of the honest reviews on Amazon. Those people who take the time to either rate it or write a brief review of it. Thank you so much, and they're very positive, actually. So I'm very thankful for that, and I'm thankful that you folks are reading this and getting this out. It's on Amazon, both in the paperback and the Kindle, as well as Hagman Store, where if you want me to sign it and inscribe it, again, be specific in the notes. If you don't want me to put your name down, or if there's something that special you want me to write, let me know, but be specific. That's HagmanStore.com and Kindle, Amazon.com as well. We were off yesterday. I want to thank you for allowing us to do that. Eric and I spent quite a bit of time yesterday with Russ Dizdar. Eric the Tech, real quick. What do you think, man? What do you think?
Mind-blowing.
You know, folks, we're going to have a Patreon meeting this Sunday. And I've decided we're going to have a little bit of show and tell. All right? And so it's going to be worth your time. This is going to be something that you've never seen before. Now, I'm not going to get into it that deep, okay, right now. But certain things that you've never seen before. I'm not even going to give you I'm not going to talk out of school. But Russ and his team are doing great work. And, you know, it's an honor and privilege to be able to assist them in any way we can. But Eric, like Eric the Tech said, it's mind blowing. It's mind blowing. It really is. Randy Taylor, you saw a photograph I sent to you. I mean, you know, now that's something that,
it's mind blowing. It's exactly what you said it is. All people right. People don't really think about it. We were mentioning the other day, think about how, you know, Jesus is in your life and how you worship God and how he plays a role in everything you do. You take these people and remove God and Jesus and insert the devil.
100%.
Give you an idea.
And you know.
I mean, they're as adamant and faithful to the devil as you are to Jesus.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's very true. And you know,
that's scary.
Yeah. So, I was up pretty much most of the night. Of course, you know, I don't know if you see a picture like that, and you know, it does tend to kind of keep you awake at night. But anyway, I was looking at different things, and I noticed certain connections. And one of the connections I noticed was to in what's going on today. When you're investigating satanic ritual abuse, a close cousin to that, or part and parcel to that, is child and human trafficking. And what we have down on the southern border, the human trafficking. What we have are, I can't use that word, because it's specific to this investigation, so I'm not going to use that word. Underground railways, so to speak, of little boys, little girls, unwilling adults being transported, and they're being transported up here, okay, up here, mm-hmm. You know. Now,
a smuggling conduit.
Yes. And, you know, people might, I got an email saying, you're not dressing up. You haven't dressed up in the past couple of days. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Eric the Tech has been working 25 hours a day. I've been working 24 and a half. I mean, it's just, I'm obviously exaggerating there, but it's, to the point where we're spread so thin right now. You're lucky if you take a shower here.
It's casual Friday. You look great, buddy.
Right. Yeah. It's fabulous Friday, actually. but you know, one of the things that, and I want your reaction to this. Okay. And I don't know how many people saw this video. There was a video out and it caused some issues. It caused some response. Okay. The gay chorus put this out. San Francisco, obviously. And, the link to, yes. What do you mean it's not working? Okay.
Rumble's player is down.
Just for that video or for all of them? Hang on a minute, folks. You know, it's because they took it, or I think they, I don't know. It's got to be somewhere. We're going to look for it. But, you know, there's a link between this trafficking and satanic ritual abuse and child sex trafficking. There's a link to it. And right now there's an assault on our children. That's all right. You know what? Forget about it because it's going to make me sick. It's going to make me angry. Did you happen to see what I'm talking about, Randy Taylor?
Which one is it, Doug?
It's at, gay chorus. We are coming after your children.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it. So it explains why my blood pressure is pretty good this morning.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's supposed to be satirical in nature, okay? It's supposed to be satirical, and at least that's the pretext for this.
So we now have satanic satire.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you know, but people don't understand how integrated this is. The gay mafia, okay, that's too good of a term. The homosexual militant, the militant homosexual agenda, that's really, their intent is to destroy our nuclear family. And you know what? Take your children and convert them into perverts. And that's the way it is. And that's, so this is so closely related. You know, don't bust your behind if you can't, because we don't want Randy's, you got it?
Pressure.
All right. Well, okay. You better take an extra pill. I think we might have it here.
All right. Let me get out the duct tape.
Yeah.
My special Hagman duct tape.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
Extra strength.
Yeah. And folks, there's a Patreon meeting this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. For those members. And it's going to be a show and tell one too. All right. Show and tell, special one. Don't miss it. Do we have it? Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
As we celebrate Pride and the progress we've made over these past years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you.
You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked? Funny, just this once, you're correct.
You hear that?
We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep them from disco, warn about San Francisco. Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children.
You touch my
we'll
children.
Make them tolerant and fair.
At first I didn't get why you'd be so scared of us turning your children into accepting, caring people, but I see now why you'd have a problem.
Just like you worried, they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night.
To protest.
Oh, and you'll be disgusted.
So gross.
When they start finding things online that you've kept far from their sight.
Like information.
Guess what? You'll still be alright. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching one and all, there's really no escaping it.
Cause even grandma likes RuPaul.
The world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr. Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for.
Folks, you get the idea, right? Randy Taylor, what do you think?
Do I really have to comment on this, Doug?
I'm going to tell you what.
Man, that, to me, is a threat. That's a threat.
Okay.
They just threatened our children.
Yeah, they did. And
they just threatened our kids publicly.
Yeah, they did.
Undeniably.
You come after now my children are grown. Yours, on the other hand, aren't. They came after your kids. I'm going after them. They came after my grandchildren. I'm going after them. All right. Absolutely.
This is nuts.
Okay. But let's take a little closer look, shall we? All right. What's the real agenda here? What's the real agenda? I'm going to tell you what the real agenda is. These people are freaking criminals. Many of them are. They're criminals. Let's go to a wonderful forum, a message site, patriots.win. A fantastic site for information. Well, what do we have here? Let me pull this up too, because I have a hard time seeing the preview monitor. All right. So what do we have here? The sick people who sang the gay chorus and proudly posted it online in the liberal communist bastards, they applaud, of course. Six of them are registered sex offenders against minor children.
I'm sure the number's more than that.
Yeah, and they're working on identifying others. You saw that graphic at the end where they were all kind of singing, the gay chorus singing, of course. If you scroll down a little bit more, the picture on the bottom right, you might think that's just funny and harmless and you know what? Don't scroll. Scroll back up. Scroll back up. Good Lord.
Is that Rudolph?
What's that?
Is that Rudolph? No, never mind. Just don't go there.
Yeah.
It's just like kids watching. This is ridiculous, man. Okay. So
here's what I'm starting to find out. And then I'm going to kind of give you a lot of this, but here's what I'm starting to find out. I'm starting to find out that what we have going on right now, children, especially children, they're the currency of the globalists. And as an added extra bonus at the higher tiers of power, their blood, and no, I'm not making this up. And Sunday, Patreon members, you're going to see this. You're going to see it. Their blood, tastefully done. Their blood is used for power. As crazy as you might think that is, because I think it's bizarre. They drink animal blood, which, okay, that's bad enough. When I say drink animal blood, I'm not talking about, you know, the blood you might get on a rare steak. I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to explain it. Okay. And then, of course, in the upper echelons, they graduate to the blood of children. And that's, of course, where the discussion of adrenochrome comes in. All right. And folks, if you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. And if you do know what it is and think it's a joke, then God bless you. Go on your way. God bless you. Okay. But this stuff is happening. Randy Taylor, the perversion of our society. What you said earlier, okay, it's 100%. They are going after the biblical, everything biblical, the big biblical family. They're going after our children. They're, you know. And now come this fall, the they're setting this up where if you want to put your children into school, you want them back in school, they're going to force that BS genetic modifying juice on the children without parental consent.
Can they do that?
They can do it. Apparently, you got 450 some odd people from January 6th who didn't do a God blessed thing in prison in Washington, D.C. There's going to be a rally on the 17th. I'm trying to remember who. Matt Brainerd is sponsoring that. Look Ahead America, I believe it is. They're going to be doing, but so half of them haven't had charges filed against them. This is for their participation in the insurrection. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what the insurrection happened on November 3rd, 2020, that's when the insurrection happened. The insurrection happened in the battleground states of Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia. That's what happened. And you know, the other thing too, and I'm going to toss this up because this is all related. Randy Taylor, look at this. You talk about really just chapping my backside. Okay. I guess, did I put it in there or not? Apparently I didn't put it in. Right underneath that, the top one before the second hour there, Eric the Tech. Michigan AG is using the state police to go after those who make false claims about the 2020 election. So you've got the Gestapo in Michigan coming. Look at this. Randy Taylor, did you see this?
Yes, I did see that. Yes, I did.
Okay, so you got people in jail, political prisoners in flipping jail. You got this lesbianic piece of garbage, Michigan Attorney General, going after people who say, the 2020 election, we have to look into it. You got the state police knocking at your door. Then you're going to have, and you got Biden coming to your door, Biden administration regime people asking if you've been vaccinated. Okay. Seriously, that's coming.
They really need to go back and remember the difficulties that they had just doing census door to door. Remember they got shot at and everything else. So they honestly think that this is going to be received well by the general public. No, I think that they're going to have to backtrack on that one. At somebody's door, there's going to be a bloodbath.
Okay. So story. Is that a setup? Is that what they want? So they can say, okay, now look what's happening. Right.
Yeah. That's, you know what? You might have stumbled on one of the primary reasons to do that.
But you know
what you just said. They're doing everything they can to set up and crucify and criminalize the average white male. Seriously.
Yeah.
They are. Especially an average white conservative, Christian, patriotic male.
A heterosexual.
You are now the bad guy. You are going to be occupying the wall at the post office. Plain and simple. And those 450 people, those brothers of ours that are sitting in jail, they're being denied due process.
They are.
They're being denied everything that the Constitution says we have. And due process is one of them, a right to a speedy trial. They're treating these people like they did Jose Padilla. You remember that guy? That Bush stuck in jail and said, just hold him indefinitely. That to me, and bear in mind, I was heavy into the fight at that time against terrorism. But on that guy, when they did that to that man, even I said, no,
you're right.
Because that can now happen to any one of us. Any one of us. And we used to sweat it, Doug and I did, because we had so much stuff in our computers and in our databases. That if someone came and did a search on the house, there were people that were sitting in jail for having less than we had as far as videotapes, documents, and things like that from Al-Qaeda and everything Islamic evil. They could have locked us up. And that used to scare me. That was one of the reasons we started backing out of it. It didn't take much to put an American citizen in jail.
Yes.
And that's what scared me. And it scares me today. It scares me more now, even more than it did under Bush with the Patriot Act, just because the people that are in charge right now, as far as I'm concerned, are unhinged. They are.
You know,
anybody that sits around and will allow this, what we just witnessed in the video, and applaud it and be for it, and then be okay with murdering children in the womb and mandating to people what they have to do with their bodies, you know, when everything we're seeing right now is so evil. And as Doug was saying, satanic.
Yep.
The devil is behind all evil in the world, people. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it in our government. We're seeing it on the streets. We're seeing it the gay community. You know what? I've always said, you want to be gay? That's cool. That's your thing. Okay? It's none of my business, and I don't want to hear about it. And you certainly do not need to be going anywhere near my children with it. And that's where they're going to get themselves in trouble.
Why?
When we react, Doug,
okay,
we're going to be the racists. We're going to be the homophobes. That's the way we're being painted. We're being painted that way now.
The fact
that we're talking about it right now, I guarantee someone's suddenly calling us homophobes.
Of course, and I'll get emails. And you know, media matters or right wing watch. You know, they routinely check in on this program. And of course, you know, they can bite me. I mean, seriously, you know, hey, right wing watch, are you now going to admit that your left wing agenda, your communist agenda, your satanic? And that word gets tossed around too often. All right. But in this case, it's appropriate, that your satanic agenda to prey on children, to convert them into perverted, you know, homosexual, into create, do homosexual acts. Are you going to admit now that we were right? Or are you going to hide underneath behind the cover of calling us homophobes and xenophobes and whatever phobes?
Yeah, between that and claiming their First Amendment rights and all, this is all out of hand.
Yeah.
This is all completely out of hand.
Well, okay.
The homosexual thing is really being driven right now.
And I'm telling you, it blew my mind last night. Just it blew my mind. Go ahead.
I saw a video, and this one disturbed me, and I wouldn't even put it on the air if I did have it. But there was a person, and there was some sort of gay rights event somewhere, and there were families there. And it was a photo of the mom and dad and the children sitting there looking at a person who was butt naked and lying in a inflatable swimming pool full of urine. And people were going by and urinating in the pool. And this person was rolling around in it. And I thought, can it get more depraved than
taxpayer-funded art?
But I mean, this is
performance art.
What? That's not. No, it's not. That used to be. You got arrested for it.
Yeah, of course. But now you get subsidized for it by the government.
I saw it and I thought, you know what? It's getting so much more difficult to explain what's going on in the world to our children.
Yes, it is getting
really difficult. And I can say Doug's kids are more grown up, but he does have grandkids.
Yep.
And they're in that questionable, questioning of the adult's age. My daughter's there. And some days I don't know what to say except, it's the devil at work. It's the devil at work. Satan is alive and well on planet Earth. Don't think that he's not. And it's this and what we're seeing in our government, what's going on with the children, what's happening with the sexual exploitation, the smuggling. You know, these kids that I want you to stop and think about this. When we say children being smuggled and used for sexual activities, what do you think happens when they get tired of having sex with that child?
I can tell you.
I can tell you too. But folks, this isn't a crime that stops. It continues until death.
Yep.
And when you think about the scarring of that little person, that little human being, and what they're being subjected to, those scars can't be healed, man. And I don't think that jail terms should be given out for this stuff. I think death sentences should.
I
have yet to get upset when I read about a parent taking the life of a predator over a child. I've never once ever said, oh, that's sad for the predator. I kill him. I don't care. Be done with it. Some will probably want to come after us for that one. But when it comes to harming the children, I got no use for you. Put you in the dirt and sleep like a baby. And I could stand in front of God, and I don't think God's going to have a problem with me.
No,
I honestly think that folks, we got to. This is just one more thing on the list of atrocities being perpetuated on mankind, and not this isn't just by the left. Don't think it is. There's all kinds of bad guys in this mix.
Oh yeah,
all kinds of them, and it's funny. This is something that you could say is a truly a bipartisan issue.
It is. I'm going to go ahead. I want to show you something, but I got to get it over to Eric. So
did I say the right thing? Bipartisan. That means both sides participating.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I just want to see if I can get this.
Brain fart there. Sorry.
No. You know, it's exactly. You're exactly right.
I don't understand where it, and I used to think it was just the rich and the powerful that had accomplished everything else in the world, and then there's just one more thing they wanted to add was sexual deviation. That's not the case at all. This deviation and this satanic worship and things that are being done to the children, this is at all levels of society.
It is. It is. And you said something there. You said a lot of things, but you said something there. It is bipartisan. See, we've been so conditioned to look at Democrat, Republican, right and left, and I mean the right and left has a specific distinction better than the Democrat Republican. I get that. People have to understand it is the party of. As many people say, the party of Davos, the globalists, the people with the, you know, the billionaires, just that group of people, the 100 or so people, 200, 300 people to decide the fate of the planet among, you know, in their smoke filled, you know, basements of their mansions. Okay. Or Davos. It's those people, you know, the people who gather at these retreats, including Bohemian Grove, which I'll mention. It's those people, you know, the people who have been compromised as well to act or to perform or to implement the agenda of those who are doing the compromising. It's those people. So we're being attacked from all sides. So it has nothing to do with political party. It has everything to do with us versus them, evil versus good or good versus evil. So did you get that, Eric, the tech I just sent? He said, stop this. You okay? Did you get it? Yeah. Yesterday, when Eric, the tech and I were having a conversation with Russ Dizdar, and we were talking about, because there are people that were, you know, we're not making friends. We are not making any friends out there. And it's not our intent. And of course, there are threats. And there are threats to not necessarily us directly, but people close to us. Back in the 80s, I remember this. I'm going to jog your memory, see if you remember this. There was a young boy who went to karate class. And I remember watching this on television, not when it happened, but like on the day it happened, the news footage had made national news. And again, it was back in the 83, 82, 84, something like that. The dad dropped off his young son for karate practice. This karate instructor, or martial arts instructor, I'm not sure if it was karate, kidnapped him and just sodomized the boy and just, you know, he was gone for a while. Now, he was returned alive, thank God. And they extradited, or they brought this marshal, they brought the suspect in to face charges. I'm setting this clip up for you. It's like 5 or 10 seconds, a clip. And, the film shows the, I think it was federal marshals, I don't know, walking, two of them walking, the suspect who brutalized this father's child in the, through the airport. All right. And I'll just leave it at that. You can see what happens. The father happened to be at the airport, and the father happened to, believe in his heart of hearts. And this is after the fact now, him saying, I didn't believe that justice would prevail at all. I had no faith in the justice system. Little did he know that was what 40 years ago, 30 some years ago. Little did he know here we are today, but go ahead and roll this clip. See if you remember this, Randy Taylor.
In March of 1984, when authorities escorted 25-year-old Jeffrey Doucette through the Baton Rouge airport to face charges of kidnapping and sexual assault on a 12-year-old boy, the victim's father suddenly appeared, shot Doucette while news cameras were rolling. The father, 39-year-old Leon Gary Plouche, pleaded no contest to a reduced charge of manslaughter and today received a suspended sentence with 5 years probation. The judge said prison would serve no useful purpose.
There you go.
Absolutely. That judge was 100% correct.
Okay, so compare that to today. We've got patriots in prison, solitary, no less, with no charges filed against them because they took selfies in the Capitol building on January 6th.
Well, look at what would happen today if that exact event we just saw happened today. Oh, we'd hear the cries of how the person was mistreated and didn't, you know, wasn't given their fair day in court and or this and that. You know what? Our moral compass is gone. I used to think it was just broken. I don't even think it's present anymore. I don't know. I'm also wondering this whole thing, and I emailed you and texted you about this, the death of the Haitian president.
Yeah, let's say,
my gut, and my gut is rarely wrong. It is sometimes, but it's rarely wrong. But somehow, some way, I honestly believe that this is tied in with human trafficking and drug trafficking, with Haiti being a major stop in the drug chain. And this gentleman who was just assassinated was a big Donald Trump fan. He held a lot of the same views as Trump. And you know how Donald Trump was about child trafficking and sexual exploitation of children. We're going to find out as we dig more and more and more. There's a lot more to the story of the death of the Haitian president. I know it was just a news blurb, and boom, it might get 2 days on Fox News and a half a day on CNN. But if we really keep digging, and that's something I've been doing ever since it happened, this goes back again. Somehow, I can smell it. It just looks so Clinton-esque. There, I said it.
Yeah.
No, all the things that turned up out of Haiti after the Clintons were down there, and all the, and you can say what you want, thousands of missing children.
Laura Silsby.
Thousands. Yes. We're not talking about 100. We're not talking about enough to fill a poster. There's enough kids we're missing to fill a book.
Yep. You're right.
And no one knows where, how, and Clinton was all over it.
Absolutely.
And that name was all over it. And here's what I'm looking at. The Clinton Foundation is all but out of business. Okay. And I look for a sudden resurgence of the Clinton Foundation with Biden in office, all the patsies in place. I really look for a resurgence of the Clinton Foundation, and the evil that that foundation represents. People think that they did good and they did. No, that was nothing but a self-serving bank and money laundering operation. Nothing more, nothing majestic, nothing good came of it. You can't tell me one good thing, honestly, that came out of the Clinton Foundation or anything they did.
No,
if you can think of something, email me, because my mind is blank. No matter what they touched, something turned up to expose what evil was involved in it. And when I say evil, I'm talking about blackmail, smuggling. You know, they've let the Clintons off way too easy. I still hold them responsible in Benghazi for Stevens' death, Ambassador Stevens.
Yeah.
I honestly, and I don't care how you want to call it, the man was assassinated. I don't care if it was by proxy, which it was. He was assassinated. And we, you don't know. And when you start looking at this, and this human trafficking is in every level of the government, don't think for one second that our government is immune to this or protecting anybody from it. Even when you get into things like, and you look at how crooked our government is, like the CIA, for instance, how come every battleground that we go into, every foreign theater of war, that with Vietnam and then with Afghanistan, in both cases, they were great sources to push heroin into our country. In both cases.
Yep.
And don't tell me that and I'm not saying everyone in the Central Intelligence Agency is bad. I'm just saying it's such a fragmented organization that you have some parts of it that are manufacturing and marketing pure evil.
But you know, we say
be
that.
Be it drugs, be it children. Think about it. Stop and think about it. If a foreign dignitary was in town and said, I want a 12-year-old girl at my hotel tonight, do you think for one second the U.S. government isn't going to make sure he gets that 12-year-old girl?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, this is what people don't think about, Doug. You know it, and I know it, and people in the circle know it. But nobody talks about it.
But here's...
Except guys like you.
But we can't... I'm starting to feel like, wait a minute, there are no good FBI agents. There are no good CIA officers.
I'll say there are, and you have to say there are because you've dealt with some. I know you've dealt with some over the years.
Yeah.
I know firsthand that you've met a couple good ones.
Yeah.
More of the exception than the rule.
I guess.
I know, yeah. But once again, I would hate to taint. It's like saying all Christians are bad because what Jimmy Swaggart did. We can't do that.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
The problem is it's the upper echelon. You can have all these great people down here, but if these people are evil...
But you know, I'm waiting for people like in the CIA and the FBI to come forward and say, look, this is what I know, this is what happened, and it's not right. It's not moral, it's not legal.
No, but they also know that that could be a death sentence. It can't. You know it. There's some things you can talk about. You can't talk about. If you signed anything legally, they could just dismantle your whole life.
But this is okay. Yeah, I get it. But signing the agreements that one signs. And I look, I don't know what the CIA is, but I know some of the FBI paperwork. Here's the thing. I mean, it doesn't say you are to cover up criminality, does it? I didn't read that in any papers.
No, but it depends how it's classified.
Okay. Well, a murder is a murder.
Well, no, and I know that, but.
Jesus, classified murder?
Well, yeah.
I mean, okay, you know, I look at the FBI, and maybe that was a harsh statement there, Randy Taylor, about me saying, you know, I'd like to meet a good FBI agent. I'm sure, I know there are some good ones out there, but if you know of some bad stuff and you're within the agency and you're not talking, than, right. than me, then you're complicit and you're just as guilty as anybody else.
Absolutely. It's just like if in civilian life, if you know of a murder and you say nothing, you're complicit in it. I 100% agree with you. And I just, over the years, I met some FBI agents and some other agents from other three-letter offices, we'll call them, that were actually decent guys. And you know how you could tell they were decent? They would actually retire early over something. Other than go along with it being wrong. And I know of a couple of them that were that close to full retirement and said, you know what, I'll take the 10% hit. I got to get out now. I can't do this anymore.
That's, yeah.
And I can name them. And just enough on one hand. That's it. Just enough on a hand.
But how can, retiring is, to me, okay, that's kind of walking away from the problem, though, isn't it? In a sense.
I agree, but sometimes when the problem's, I think it goes back to like your serenity prayer, when you have to accept those things you cannot change.
Well.
And there's, and.
Yeah. I have to say.
And don't get me wrong, you and I are both charged into stupid fights where we were going to get our butts kicked no matter what. Yeah. But because we are...
Yeah, you're going to end well.
You and I both are morally idealistic.
Yes, absolutely.
We're Christian men. We have families. We have a certain something in here that says this is right and this is wrong. And it's that simple. Few gray areas. We have a couple, but few.
Yeah.
And
well, my gray area is like if I pull the trigger.
Well, yeah. And you or I would be, when you look at, say, let's say an intelligence agency, for instance, we're not going to put our name on it. Just say an intelligence agency, for instance, and you know something or whatever, you have to be real careful. I mean, you know how easy it is for people to die and disappear. And you solve nothing. You know it, and I know it.
True.
They're one day gone, the next, and in questionable circumstances. Was that really a heart attack? Really? You know.
Okay, so.
Or the one car accident? Really?
Yeah, and people, and I think a lot people better start waking up to this. Okay, yeah. So Michael Hastings, Phil Haney. Different occupations, you know, the man from David Crowley, who we interviewed, okay, supposedly killed his family and shot himself, okay. No, I'm not going to believe that, okay. Phil Haney, who we've had on this program, shoot himself in the chest on some mm-hmm. side of the highway, right? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not believing that either. Yeah, and then of course you got Seth Rich. Oh, we're not allowed to mention that because the family will sue you if you mention Seth Rich. Shot in this botched robbery in Washington D.C. How stupid do these people think we are? How stupid? And Imran and the Awan brothers. Remember those two morons and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Awan brothers and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Oh,
yeah.
And Xavier Becerra, who was in deep with the Awan brothers, and mm-hmm. of course was supposed to give a hard drive over to during an investigation, and he gave a recreated false hard drive, which I got to tell you, it takes a long time to do. Okay.
And the more we go at them, and the more you go at them, and the more you and Russ go at them, the more they're going to either try and make you look like a fool, or just weird things happen.
Bring it! Bring it! We've got the goods now.
Just weird things like suddenly you're not going to be able to broadcast for 3 days. Electronic problems. You know it. Come on. You know it. Russ, you know, I mentioned that about Russ's book being expensive on
that was one person selling it for, Go ahead.
But they're also over in the UK. It was like almost £900 for the book on the UK Amazon. This isn't eBay. This is Amazon. The book is marked up crazy on Amazon. I don't know why, but you know that people look at it and go, well, that's nuts, and go right on past it. But it's something like that. Just that's one less person that's going to read the book. That's one less person that's going to find out about the human trafficking. This human trafficking, everybody thinks it's just the southern border. You got to remember, there's a northern border on the country, too. This is everywhere. This is.
Wasn't that closed?
The northern one? Yeah.
To
anything legitimate, yes. This child trafficking, this is horrible. I sit there and try and imagine if my kid came out missing. I would turn over hell and earth, you know, I mean, everything, heaven, hell, everything, to find my kid. And if I even found somebody I thought was even remotely guilty of it or suspicious or knew something about it, trust me, they'd be talking. I just sit there and think about it, and I think about all the parents in the United States and other countries that, and bear in mind now, in other countries, sometimes the parents give their kids up.
Oh, culturally, yes. There's a culture.
Some of them think they're giving them up for a better life.
Right.
Some of them give them up just to feed the family. Yep. I mean, you just really, you don't know. And then some kids are just taken. And I think that what we were talking about down in Haiti, none of that's been resolved.
No. And you're right.
None of that's been resolved. And then when I see something crazy, like the president of Haiti being assassinated, and then they find out that these guys that have American backgrounds and Colombian backgrounds, trust me, the same smuggling routes that are used for drugs are the same type of smuggling routes that are used for children.
That's correct.
Okay, when you're smuggling, the smuggling highway is the smuggling highway. A tunnel that's from Juarez to a warehouse in across the border will take children, weapons, drugs, anything you want to put in that tunnel.
Yep.
And so all this stuff is tied together. So when I see backgrounds where it says that the assassins, two of them were of American descent and Colombian descent.
Right.
Come on. Come on, really?
Anyway, you're talking about the Haitian.
Do I need to fill in the blanks? I mean, when you start digging, nobody counted on those guys getting bagged. Trust me.
Yes, that's correct. I believe, and
I'll tell you right now, if they are indeed players, they won't be alive long. They want this to be a dead issue, believe me. But there's something more going on in Haiti than anybody's looking at here.
Yeah, and you know, why Haiti? Why? And that's good. Now, because you're like the foreign affairs.
It's an established route in the smuggling route. It is an established stop. Haiti is up for sale for anybody that's got money. Royal Caribbean owns, and you're down there in Haiti, the end of the island.
Yep.
Royal Caribbean owns that.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that. I've actually been there. It's very nice. So we're sitting here on a Royal Caribbean cruise drinking pina coladas and going down zip lines when just on the other side of that mountain, people were killing each other.
Right.
There actually was a Haiti civil war. Which had been like civil war forever. But when we were there, there was actually civil war and there were armed guards you could see up at the edge of the wood line.
Yep.
And, you know, trust me, Haiti's up for grabs. Haiti is just a stop in a long line of evil. It's just one stop in there. Everybody uses it. The druggies, the smugglers, a black market, your smugglers of children and anything sexual. It's Haiti is definitely one of the stops. And so when I see something like that, the assassination of a president who was very much like Trump, really admired Donald Trump and was cracking down on this kind of stuff. Boom. You know who's behind it.
Pretty damn inconvenient to have him around. Yeah,
absolutely. And you got to go past. Once again, there's nothing goes on in this world that the global cabal doesn't have their hand in. If they don't want it going on, they have the power to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going on, trust me, it's with their blessing. And trust me, drugs are in there, children. Think about it. Munitions and arms. Haiti was just a bus stop. What was the other? Something else I was tell you about Haiti. You know, I forgot, it escaped my mind. But anyway, there's more to this assassination than what anybody's looking at. Mm-hmm. And it'll go away on the news. Trust me. A week from now, nobody will mention it again.
Well, okay, that was my question. What effect will this have? Obviously, the Haitian president was a roadblock, or kind of like you said, Donald Trump kind of personality. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen? I'm not sure.
It'll slide right back into the immorality it was at just a few years ago.
All right.
Who's going to? And the point is, especially in a country like Haiti, who's going to stop it? It takes a guy with guts. You know, and that's what we loved about Donald Trump. He had guts. That's what I liked about this Haitian president. He had guts. That's what I like about the president in the Philippines. He's got guts. Maybe a little unethical on some of the stuff he does. But by golly, the guy over there in the Philippines, when he said he wanted to cut down on the drug trade, he knew how.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised nobody's killed him, to be honest with you. But these guys that are trying to do some good are automatically on the devil's hit list.
Yeah, and that's
automatically.
Devil's hit list is a good label.
You knew there were some USA ties when somebody mistakenly said, "Oh, they were posing as DEA agents." Well, that wasn't very creative. As soon as I heard that, I was like, you know who they're going to pull up now.
Yeah.
This, you know what I thought of when this came up? I thought of the Watergate burglars.
I did too. I did too.
Immediately, as soon as I saw their pictures, I thought, it's like a lot like, where's Howard Hunt?
I did too.
It was just like the Watergate thing, except on the other team.
Martha Mitchell too, whatever. But
It was just funny when they popped up right away. I thought of the Watergate break-in.
Yep. I did as well. I don't know why, but it's something, just that whole thing.
Yep.
Gosh.
And no telling where to go, Doug. If we keep digging and we keep it alive in the alternate media, things will turn up.
Yes.
See, because you got to look at this. Let's go Haiti. Let's look at South America. Let's look at Arkansas, where we know Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were involved in the drug trade in the 80s. We know this. Anybody that says differently has got their head in their butt. Okay? Because I'm telling you, I was in the military in the 80s. And I was in the area. I'm telling you. You didn't want to say it out loud in the military, but you knew it. You know, 2 + 2 = 4, no matter where you're at.
Right.
And I really enjoyed that movie with Tom Cruise in it.
Which one was that?
The one where he was the bad guy, the Barry.
Barry Seal.
Yes, where he was Barry Seal. That people don't. That was another thing in history that kind of just got brushed under the books.
Was Barry Seal a bad guy? I mean, okay.
Yes, he was. He was a bad guy. They used him, and then they kind of, for better lack of a better term, they screwed the guy.
But okay. Yeah, I mean, this is a comp. Okay, so that Mena, Arkansas, Barry Seal.
Yes. That's true. Every bit of it.
Well, it's true.
Yes, okay. It is all true.
No, I've talked to.
And Bush Sr.'s in on this. Don't let him for one second get out of this.
No, you're right. But I've talked to CIA officers, well, Knox, actually, not officers, but Knox, who were non-official cover CIA assets, who were involved with Barry Seal. And, you know, look, I don't, It would take a day and a half to go through all of the evidence. And I mean evidence, not just talking points, but evidence. I don't know. But
we were up to our eyeballs in the drug trade.
Yes, we were.
Yes, we were. And when you look at Panama and when they went down there, ousted Noriega, all those years prior to that, Noriega was a pal of the U.S. He was a pal of our intelligence agencies.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We farmed out our military in the 80s to good guys and bad guys.
Right.
I'm just going to, then I say nothing else. I'll say nothing else.
It was a mercenary effort, if you will.
Thank you. But with official ties. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything else. But that's what it was.
But see, okay. And folks, you got to understand, Randy Taylor knows because he was in that world. Okay. So in that world at the time. He's not just reading headlines or you know, talking points. He knows.
And I'm not suicidal.
Yeah. You're not going to shoot yourself in the chest tonight, right?
No.
Twice.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's, we only have a few minutes left. No, we're going to have to do more. Folks, Randy Taylor Knight, what's that? 30 seconds left, actually. Randy Taylor and I are going to be doing some stuff on our own.
Yes.
Okay, we are. And I say that I can tape a broom to my butt and sweep the floor at the same time, too. But
that's all right. It's on the list. It's a big list, but it's on there, folks.
Yeah.
And it sticks. Just bear with us, people.
But, yeah, you and I are going to be doing some additional bonus content, so. Yep. I appreciate you. God bless you, my friend. Talk
right
again.
On, brother.
All right.
We love you, folks. Thank you for your support.
Hey, yes. And we'll see you Sunday. You'll join us Sunday, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be there.
All right. Folks, hour number two coming up. I almost signed off. Hour two coming up right here on the Hagman Report, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Stay right where you're at.
Reporting on what the mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
Folks, this is our number two for the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. I was looking at my cards here, and they're out of order, so... if I start talking backwards and sideways, you'll understand even more so talking backwards and sideways. Anyway, HagmanReport.com, that's the place to go where to find all the videos. Click on the top banner there, and that'll take you to our video page, and you get the segmented videos, the entire video, whatever you'd like, and that's HagmanReport.com. And you click through that. You can go to Rumble. You can go to Brighteon. Please subscribe to both. I don't say that enough. Just subscribe to both. That way you can carry on a conversation, too, on those venues, either Brighteon or Rumble. Leave your comments, carry on a conversation, whatever you want to do. It's that simple. It really is. But there's our page on HagmanReport.com. Just click on the banner there, the big banner you see at the top where it says Hagman Report Live. Just click on that, and you'll be able to choose the episodes and listen, watch, whatever, all the platforms. All right, with me right now is Austin Brower. Austin Brower from HealthMasters.com. Folks, if you're, I say this all the time, Austin, I think Austin was off a couple of weeks. I know Ted was on and his dad, and, people were saying, oh no, where's Austin? Where's Austin? So I was getting emails when Austin was on saying, where's Ted? Where's Ted? Now I'm getting emails saying, where's Austin? Where's Austin? I'm going to have like, you know, segments for both of you guys, man. That's just, you're just both loved.
And it's always, there must have been a falling out.
Yeah. Well, there was between Austin and I. The same falling out. And I think there's a conspiracy behind this. The same falling out that, Stan Deo and I had. Because he wasn't on for a while. And that's the fact that, Austin believes that you should, toast your bagels on both sides. Whereas I believe it's just the one side in the toaster. Okay, so we couldn't agree on that. We were at odds for weeks and months.
There was handguns involved, yeah, and stuff like that.
There was gun play, threats, kicking of the little pets and stuff like that. It was ugly. I got to tell you, it was ugly. So Austin and I, we didn't talk. We didn't talk for a while, and then finally, we shook hands and everything was okay. Kicked some dirt at each other and. I'm kidding, folks. Don't send me emails, please. I'm kidding. People don't know how to joke anymore sometimes. Anyway, Austin Brower from healthmasters.com. He's the other half of the Ted and Austin Brower show, which airs every weekday. That's Monday through Friday, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. If you go to healthmasters.com, click on the link on the right. And I'll tell you what, yesterday's program, they're all good. Yesterday, I'll tell you, your dad was out of control yesterday. He was, wasn't he? I mean, or was it me? Of course, he always is. Whereas you just constantly pound the facts and information. Your dad was really just. Do me a favor. Don't let him drink coffee ever.
I try to actively avoid him getting any coffee.
Or even the purple sticks, kind of hide them from him a little bit. But anyway, no. Austin Brower, the intellectual. Genius, really a genius. I have to say that I think probably he is. He's always really right on the money with the current topics of the day. So, Austin, welcome to the show.
Doug, it's a pleasure to be on the show as always. I'm liking that new background you have with the flag behind you too.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. This is kind of, if you see the water shot, there you go.
Yeah.
This is kind of a darker kind of tone as opposed to the brighter tone. This is kind of because I think we're on a war footing right now. We're on a war footing and we're at war and we need to realize that we're at war. And some of you better slap some people upside the head and say, hey, wake up, start praying and passing the ammo because, it's going to get bad, with the Fauci jab, or I shouldn't say Fauci because that's given him too much credit, but the, this genetic modifying material that's being thrust upon us, the door to door. Hey, Biden say we're going to go, we're going to send people door to door, community to community, but door to door. I wonder how that's going to work out. But Austin, across your horizon, go wherever you want to go, start wherever you want to start because there's so much to get into and let's talk.
Well, I mean, bringing that up with the bumbling buffoon Biden, when he made that comment the other day talking about going and, knocking on doors door to door, that very ear, almost like a veiled threat, kind of like, hey, by the way, we're going to send the Gestapo to your house door to door if you haven't been shot up with a gene editing shot. And as we were talking before the show, you and I were, and I told you, I think, honestly, this is kind of the first rollout phase of normalizing this behavior of sending people to home all across the country to ask them basically if they've been injected with, gene therapy. And the issue that arises is how are they getting these lists? I mean, there's got to be some type of HIPAA laws. I mean, are these individuals that are going door to door, are they medical, individuals? Are they licensed? I mean, do they have the ability to have all this information where they just hand them a stack of papers and saying, hey, here's a list of people that are on the no shot list and you need to go convince them and coerce them into getting the shot. I don't really know where they think this is okay in any sense of the term. And now we've seen the research come out now with the out of South America. And I think it was out of South America. I had the article in front of me. I was reading it earlier, where they went in and they actually did an assay. They analyzed the Pfizer injection, and they found that 99% of what it's compromised of is graphene oxide. I didn't really know much about graphene oxide until I started researching it. Now, the troubling part about this is it's almost all graphene oxide. And the scientist, the lady that was doing the interview on it, she was basically on video, and she said there's no legitimate purpose for graphene oxide to be used in a vaccine, not even as an adjuvant. She goes, this is an unbelievably toxic compound of the human body. You can pull it up, just the basis on it, just the basis if you pull it up, toxicity. several typical mechanisms underlying graphene oxide nanomaterial toxicity have been revealed, including physical destruction of the cells, oxidative stress, permanent DNA damage, inflammatory response, and necrosis. In these mechanisms, then it goes into detail. Experiments have shown that graphene oxide has toxic effects in every biological application. According to the FDA, graphene oxide is both toxic in vitro and vivo. Graphene family nanomaterials are not approved by the U.S. FDA for any human consumption. Wait a minute. But it's in the Pfizer injection now from what they're claiming? Why in the world do we have a compound that is known toxic to every living element and causes DNA damage, but it's in a shot that you're supposed to get?
Wait a second. I'm looking at Google. Yes, I said Google. Wink, wink. No. I'm looking at Google, and they're featuring top stories. There is no conclusive evidence that Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine contains graphene oxide. And PolitiFact saying no evidence of graphene oxide that's toxic in Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. There's many, many more. So
that is the issue we're in right now. You have one side, Google, and all their mainstream media outlets saying, no, absolutely not. It's fake research. It's not conclusive. They can't verify it. You have the lead researchers that are saying, yeah, we tested it. We're waiting on more vials to get tested because we're going to see what's in it. But the thing about it is graphene oxide toxicity has the exact same, the side effects are exactly what we're seeing right now.
Right.
Blood clots, myocarditis, pericarditis, stroke, neurological damage. All the things that we're seeing literally verbatim are side effects from graphene oxide. And what's interesting about this as well is the main usage that I have pretty much found from graphene oxide is it's demonstrated as a flexible freestanding battery anode material for room temperature lithium ion batteries. And it goes on, research into graphene oxide sheets displays superior electronic properties and is being currently explored. This stuff they use in lithium ion batteries, why are they pumping it into people? So we're going to have to keep researching this and figuring out how far down the rabbit hole we're going to go. But it's interesting to me, like I said, when this came out and all of a sudden it was like immediate response from me, Snopes and mainstream media. Oh, no. That research is inconclusive. It doesn't show that. Well, how about we test some more vials? Because if this is accurate, Doug, and this stuff really does have graphene oxide in it, this is the largest toxic scam we've ever seen. This is putting, DuPont, making them look like a fairy tale where we're actually injecting this into people. So I want to kind of get that out there and do your own research on it. Make your own decision. But if this stuff really does have graphene oxide in it, this is absolutely horrific. And then the turn, you have these groups that are going around now knocking on doors trying to convince you into getting it. And it's like, whoa, dude, we're in like the twilight zone. And then what's also crazy, I had a customer call something today. Aussie Dave, he's from Australia. Great guys, came down here and visited before. I think he actually came to my wedding. And a super cool dude. He called him today and he said, Australia is massively being downplayed on what's happening right now. He said, you see some of the articles as far as Sydney, right here was one. Sydney sees highest COVID cases in months despite lockdown. It was interesting about this. They come in and say there's been over 370 new cases this week. And what's ironic is it's because they're running the PCR test scan and they're turning it up all the way, like 35 or 40 cycles. So, of course, you're going to have positives all over the place, false positives all over the place. He said they're literally – everything's locked down. You can't go anywhere. Anytime you go anywhere, you have to have a mask on. They're literally arresting people on the street and hauling them off to jail if they don't wear a mask and finding them. And I said, what in the world is going on? He said, it's full-blown tyrannical, completely tyrannical down here. And they have no inclination of stopping at all. And so this is where we find ourselves. And now we see that Rand Paul, which I'm really glad he's doing this, He is now introducing legislation to repeal the mask mandate on planes. He basically is saying that you need, he's putting in, when the Senate returns to session, I'm introducing an immediate repeal of the mask mandate on planes. Enough time to stop this farce and let people travel in peace. And what's interesting, I didn't realize this. I pulled it up on the Daily Mail. This is just from today. The FAA has, just in 2021 alone, they have fined 83 passengers, total fines in aggregate, $682,000. These, by the way, Doug, these are for not wearing a mask. The highest fine, $22,000 from a man traveling to Orlando on Frontier who brought his own alcohol on board and basically intimidated a stewardess. $22,000 fine. This has been going on all around the country. And I haven't flown. I haven't flown like a year and a half, 2 years. And so I didn't, you know, I'm not really exposed to a lot of it. And I know a lot of people have been pushing back on this mask thing. But apparently now they are making it absolutely mandatory on these planes. They're straight up rerouting planes and landing them and escorting people off planes. The biggest thing I question, I asked Ted this day because he knows a lot about planes. I said, how does the FAA have the jurisdiction and the authority to fine somebody $20,000? They're not a pilot. They're a passenger. I guess because, you know, the FAA controls air traffic and you're a passenger, you're consenting to that. But you're not entering into a contract with the FAA. You're not a licensed pilot. How in the heck do they have the legal authority to come in and fine you $20,000 because you don't want to wear a face diaper on a plane that's recirculating the same air over and over and over again? And that's what's the stupidest thing about wearing a mask on a plane for something like COVID. If COVID's airborne and it's flying around the plane, guess what? Everybody's getting exposed to it. Just because you have a mask on doesn't stop anything. So I don't know. Do you know any legal precedent for the FAA to be able to actually to enforce fines like this for passengers?
The only thing I can think of was the 1980 movie Airplane. no, seriously, I don't. That would be much like the licensing board for doctors to, you know, fine a patient for something, you know.
It'd be like the AMA giving a fine to a patient because they didn't follow directions in a hospital. Generally, from what I know, that would just turn into a legal dispute with law enforcement. You know, it's same thing with the plane. If you were acting, you know, uncontrollable, U.S. Air Marshal is basically going to arrest you. That's different. Now, if you're fined, you know, criminally, that's a different story. And it's kind of what they're seeing. We're now seeing too. I was doing some more research on this new scorecard. It's like a game piece now for the ATF on how they're going to grade all these weapons with braces. It's the most laughably hysterical, bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life with what they're trying to do with this. And it's literally going to make everything an SBR, short barrel rifle. They're going to want it registered. And I'm like, no, nobody's registering anything. But what's interesting about it is the same thing. ATF is an enforcement branch. They're not a legislative branch. They do not have the authority nor the legal right to write law. Congress writes it. It's enacted. Once the president basically signs it, ATF enforces it. Well, ATF now has just arbitrarily decided they're going to start redefining definitions of things and rewriting law whenever they want. This is the problem when they opened up the portal when they did the bump fire stock ban, when ATF had the legal authority, which they didn't, but they did it anyways, and they said they did, and they didn't, to go in and retroactively ban bump fire stocks and make them a felony with no grandfathering and rewrite the definition of a machine gun under the 1934 Act. And so this has really started to open up a can, and it's all across the agencies, Doug. We've seen the same thing with the CDC, with their guidelines. Who's like, what's a CDC guideline? Said exactly, it's a CDC guideline. Well, it's a mandate. I don't give a crap if it's from the Queen of England. It doesn't mean anything. Just because the CDC says you have to do this doesn't mean you have to do it. They're not an enforcement agency. And so this is the strange thing we're starting to see is these alphabet agencies are massively overstepping their legal bounds. And the problem with it is nobody's questioning it. Everybody's just saying, well, the ATF said this. Oh, well, the CDC said this. Well, the FAA said this. And people just comply with it. there was a flight that was supposed to go, I think, from Knoxville down to the, I think, the islands. I was looking at it.
Teenagers?
30 kids.
Yeah. Yeah, 17, 18-year-olds. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're apparently acting rude and unruly. But they said, no, we're not going to wear masks. All 30 of them, no, not wearing masks. Okay. Straight grounded the plane. Gave everybody vouchers to go to a hotel. Said, we don't have another plane. Like, what? Are we really reaching this level now where, I mean, people are just going to turn around and just be like, okay. And people said, there was all these people that said, oh, the kids made us miss it and this and that. And I was like, you know what? How about the whole plane just said no? How about the whole plane said, you know what? We're all just going to take our mask off. We're done. I'm not going to wear them. Done. We're not getting off the plane. We're all just going to sit here. Whole plane's going to stay full. We're all going to sit here maskless.
But you know, there's not, in my view, and I could be wrong in this, but I think there's not enough people with guts, Austin. You might have, all it takes is the majority. Not a simple majority, but a good majority of the people to say, you know, no, we're not going to do this. We're going to sit here. And, hey, I've got a contract, a legal contract in my hand. It's a boarding pass, but it represents that money that, you know, conveyed to you to fly me from point A to point B. All right. Simple as that. If you're not going to honor the contract, then we're going to have some, discussions. There will be some legal stuff to go through. But what my problem here, Austin, is I read a lot in the more contemporaneous messages on various message boards. And what I'm seeing are the people who – people are begging for the third shot now.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so what's wrong with their heads? This is a friggin' experimental piece of – we don't even know. It was – I mean, people are dying. Can you put up, Eric the Tech, that beautiful young woman, speaking of Australia, and speaking of the vaccine, non-vaccine. I hate calling it a vaccine, but where is it here? Beautiful young Italian girl. I'm sorry, it wasn't Australia. There it is right there. Beautiful young Italian girl. And the surgeon who operated on this young Italian vaccine victim, as she is being called, said, I've never seen anything like this. The patient was operated by the doctor, who is the director of the neurosurgical and traumatological clinic at this hospital, who said, I've never seen a brain that was affected by such an extensive and severe thrombosis. There's no flipping doubt, no doubt, that this jab, this toxic genetic modifying juice caused her death. No friggin' doubt. And yet you got morons out there on CNN saying, people should not have the right to choose. They should be forced to take the jab. Well, what's wrong with people who say, yeah, you know, going back to the airplane, yeah, masks. When masks don't do a damn thing. I was in a doctor's office last week. I should be in there like every day, okay, and they said, put your mask on. I said, why? Well, it's policy. I said, but does it do anything? Well, it doesn't matter if it does anything or not. You gotta wear a mask because it's policy.
Right. Yeah.
I said, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
It's the mandate. You gotta do it. It's the mandate. But it doesn't work. Well, I know, but you just gotta put it on.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't like it either because it gives me face acne in it. I said, yeah, wear that for 8 hours. Then look at it under a microscope. You're a scientist. Use your microscope. Look at what's growing on that mask.
Oh, well, those parents sent in those masks and had that research done and tested the mask that the kids had worn for 8 hours, and they were infested. I mean, it's all the way from staph to E. coli. I mean, they were completely infested. And the funny, not one single virus was detected on any of the masks, meaning it didn't stop any viruses.
Right.
It just collected bacteria.
Yeah, yeah. And,
it's disgusting.
And a couple of things, too. This, where we're at today, reminds me, and a lot of people won't remember this back in when was it? It was like the, I think it was the 70s, mid to late 70s, where the swine flu, I think it was the swine flu. Was it, or was it H1N1? Yeah, either one in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. New York Times reported like three people had adverse reactions from that particular vaccine to the H1N1 or the swine flu. Again, I don't remember which one it was. And the Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, immediately stopped their vaccine inoculation program. Immediately stopped it. Now we've got various reports out the wazoo, and they're saying, get more, get more, get more. And you got these zombies walking around saying, yeah, I think we should get jabbed, and yeah, let's do it. But there's one way to fight against this, folks, and I'm going to take this opportunity, Austin, if you don't mind it, to really tell people to go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Please do that, and please get your nutritional supplements from Health Masters. You cannot beat the quality of these supplements, I'm telling you right now. It's the only reason I'm still walking around. It's the Ultimate Multiple is actually Ultimate Multiple capsules right now are on sale. If you really, I'm going to tell you right now, if you've never ordered, I'm talking to people who never ordered anything from Health Masters. If you're listening to me right now, go there now and order the Ultimate Multiple. They're on sale. There's no reason for you not to. And try these for 30 days. I guarantee you, you're going to feel so much better than you've ever felt in your entire life. And you're going to notice a big difference. But not from your Walmart stuff, not from your whatever drugstore stuff, but this. This will do it. This along with B12. I like the attention factor. I like everything from Health Masters, but please go to healthmasters.com. And by the way, Doug 5 is activated as we speak. So use Doug 5 to get 5% off the non-sale items. And that goes from, distillers to nutritional supplements, all the products there. And look at all the products they have. I mean, my goodness, it's a huge, huge, they have food buckets. Best food, as far as I'm concerned, out there. The product of the week. Folks, do this. Do it today. That's healthmasters.com. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com, nowhere else, but HagmanReport.com, and go there right now and get your nutritional supplements. Austin, thank you for allowing me to do that, and thank you for having the best products out there. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Absolutely, Doug. I appreciate it. And, you know, going back, you brought up that little Italian girl that's, you know, passed away, unfortunately. I was reading some of the stuff about her this morning on that article. And, you know, what the doctors say with the thrombosis, which is basically severe blood clotting. And it's interesting. It's exactly what I talked about earlier, too, with the graphene oxide. That is like the main side effect from graphene oxide exposure. It's basically blood, heavy blood clotting in the body. And it was sad to read about her story. And the sad part that's even worse is she's not the only one. And it boggles my mind how people are still going in and complying with this because somebody tells them to. And like you said, now Pfizer, there's an article from Breitbart. Pfizer is seeking U.S. authorization for a third dose of its COVID vaccine, outlined Thursday on a top shot within 12 months to boost immunity. They go on to say here that they are now basically submitting the FDA to get emergency use authorization for a new booster shot. New booster shot. And what's interesting about it as well is it said on here that, where is it at? FDA authorization would be the first step. And basically they're saying now that the booster shot may be something exactly like we called it. It's going to be something like the flu shot where they're going to have a combo. Now they're talking about doing a flu COVID booster shot now every year that you need to get. So it's COVID season, guys. Get your shot. Oh, it's flu season too. Don't forget about that one. Get your shot. Make sure you go down the store. Get your booster shot every year. Keep pumping the toxins into your body, making you dumber and dumber every single year, sicker and sicker. So you have to keep going to the hospital, keep going to the doctor, keep going to medication. And it's crazy to me that this is happening right in front of us. Now, the good thing about it is, even from what they're reporting, I guess you could say it's a good thing, only about 48% of the U.S. population is allegedly fully vaxxed. 48%. It's a little less than half. Now, I don't know about the ones who have taken one shot and haven't gotten any more. I don't know what that percentage is. It's just what they said, 48, which means roughly half the populace doesn't want the shot right now, or they're at least hesitant about getting injected with a gene editing injection. So that being said, Doug, that's a good sign because that means some people are still away. Because you're looking at a 50-50 spread, you figure probably 5 to 10% have probably gotten it, and they've only gotten one shot. So that's still probably showing us that about 40% of the U.S. wants no part in this nonsense. So that's the only good sign that I can see right now, because, I mean, that's a decent amount of people in the country. Now, of course, once they get this approved for children, which I have no idea in my wildest imagination how they're possibly going to be able to twist the data to get approval for 6 month to 12-year-olds, that is going to be baffling me if they get emergency approval for it, considering children have a survivability rate from COVID of 99.9997%. It's virtually almost impossible to die from a COVID infection. But they're going to be getting injected with graphene oxide, allegedly. That's supposed to be a healthy alternative? Come on now, guys. Ask the big questions about what's really going on. Another article came out from New England Journal of Medicine. This is the New England Journal of Medicine. Been wondering why I've been hearing about all these issues as far as with pregnant moms. Right here, they did a scientific research analysis in a study, and they said, and I quote, "The preliminary findings of the RNA COVID-19 vaccine safety in pregnant persons find that COVID vaccines cause spontaneous abortions in 104 out of 127 pregnant women. This means the vaccine is disrupting critical stages of early prenatal development and is killing 4 out of 5 babies in the first 20 weeks of gestation." That's from the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, you don't have to be a scientist or a doctor to say, okay, there's obviously starting to have some type of correlation with this. Something is so toxic in this shot that the human body, boom, done. Female body refuses to carry the baby. Because what happened is the body goes into basically a shock status. It's survivability right now. It's, I have to survive. I have to keep you alive. You just injected yourself with one of the most toxic compounds, and now there's no priority for the baby. Bam, and the body dumps it. And that's exactly what is happening. 3 out of 4 now, they're saying. That's beyond just pretending that something's, you know, oh, it's just coincidence. It's not coincidence, guys. Listen to me. Get people awake. Try to wake people up the best you can. Because the more we comply, and I said this on our show today, if you comply with this shot, then you're opening up the door for a whole host of other problems that come right behind it. Once you give your consent to be injected with gene therapy, and you say, yes, you can inject me with this, even though I know it's toxic, even though people are dying from it, I will let you do what you want to me. You're essentially giving your body rights over to them. They now own you. They're putting gene editing RNA inside of you guys. Wake up and see what's going on. I really, really hope the majority of the population that has not been shot up, I'm really hoping that everybody stands their ground on this. Because if we keep 30 to 40% of the population refuse to get the shot, that's going to tell these banker boys that are running the show, maybe the U.S. isn't as compliant as we thought they were. You know, that's still a lot of people. You know, 30, 40%, you know, you're pushing, you know, 120, 130 million people roughly. So that's a pretty strong standing army, Doug. What do you think?
You know, what do I think? I think you're right. But I think we're being set up. And I'll tell you why. I think that this door-to-door stuff is going to be jacked up to door-to-door. Okay, you know, we know your medical history. First of all, are they coming knowing that you know, the people in the household did not receive the jab, or are they coming to find out? Seems to me that they wouldn't waste their time on going to every house to see, you know, who's got it and who hasn't.
Right.
Okay, so that means that there's got to be some transfer of information within the government agencies, which my medical records are none of the government's damn business. Okay, neither are yours. And if you're smart, you'd say the same thing. So if somebody comes on my porch and wants to know my vaccination status, if it's a, you know, female with a clipboard, professionally looking, I'm just going to ask her if she had an abortion. Why not?
Yeah.
You want to know what my status is? I want to know what your status is. We'll see how that goes. And you know, you want to go? Let's go. I mean, I'm not going to put up with this crap. But you know what? I think we're being set up, because somebody is going to come to the door, you know, for forcibly inoculate someone, and there's going to be, you know, an incident. Somebody's going to get hurt really bad. And I have a feeling it's going to be the one with the syringe as opposed to the homeowner or the person at the door. And that's going to create this environment where, okay, now we've got to crack down.
Yeah.
We've got to crack down.
No, you're right. That would be the perfect catalyst, because then they could come in and say, this guy, and you already know, pretty much I can guarantee you, the majority of the people that are not getting injected, they are also gun owners. I mean, those two are going to go hand in hand, because people that aren't getting injected are smart. People that are smart own firearms for defensive purposes. So they're going to say, guess what? We had to do a no-knock raid on his house at 4 a.m. because he basically refused to comply with getting an injection. Because, we found out he had an AR with a brace on it. And it was registered.
Isn't it funny how that's the timing with that? Look at the timing and look at all of the events. They're all kind of coming together, which is why I've said in the past, in the recent past, I believe that there will be a convergence of events that's going to set off or ignite some conflagration within this country and make us vulnerable to outside forces. Now, you might say, well, that's a bunch of crap, you know. But no, I mean, why not? It's not in the 1700s where, you know, you've got to sail a ship across the sea, okay? You've got so at any rate, I mean, it's no longer America's no longer, you know, separated by two oceans anymore, you know, from our adversaries. They're here. They're within this government. By the way, Trevor Loudon was on with Steve Bannon in the war room talking about the Chinese Communist Party infiltration in our government, which I recommend everyone take a look at that. It's on War Room's Rumble page. But see, we're being hit from within. So anyway, I said all that just to say this. I believe that when the schools open in August, late August, you're going to see, well, your child can't come in, or even worse, your child will go to school, but they will be, receive the jab without the parental consent. And if you want to see all hell break loose, do that to, Mama Bear. Okay. All right. Mama Bear's going to be really, really hacked off. And I believe that so far, I've seen, now you and your dad exceptions, and many other people are exceptions, but you get Mama Bear pissed, and watch out, okay? Katie, bar the door, because it's coming. That's my feeling on this. But also, we as men have to stand up and say, okay, this is, no, you're not going to do that. Because if I, okay, so I don't have any children that I know of. Oh, I'm kidding. I don't have any children of school age. But you do. You do.
I do. I have a 3-year-old.
All right. So if that happened to, if your daughter, we'll say, or I'm talking to the audience now, if your daughter of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, whatever, was jabbed, you know, got the jab at school without your consent, what would you do? Would you just say, well, darn, they got me? Or would you go out there?
The first thing I would do is I would raise absolute hell in person when I showed up and found out. The second thing I would do would be filing lawsuits on the school board, the county, also on any health individuals that were there, including the principal. Everybody would be getting sued, and it would be an absolute, it would be rough. I mean, I would make a full-blown example out of it. It would be an open wallet lawsuit. Well, as much as it took, it would happen. And the problem with it is, though, it doesn't stop the fact my daughter's still been injected with RNA gene therapy. That you can't get that back.
Well, no. See, okay, because on my list, number one is, because you're very, very generous, number one on my list is, A, take hostages. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to put up with that crap. If I find out one of my grandchildren was that happened to them without parental consent, there's nothing that is going to stop me. And is that a threat? You damn right it's a threat. So what are you going to do about it? Okay, I don't care anymore. Again, when you're my age, life in prison, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me. All right. So, I'm just saying, No.
Well, that's why DeSantis, we actually got a bill passed down here a week ago, and DeSantis just signed it into law on June 29th, and it basically is the expanded parental bill of rights in the state of Florida. And there's multiple lists on that bill, including one of them, that children cannot have any medical device, any medication, or any type of vaccine without written parental consent. And there's also the clause in there that allows parents to have full access to the curriculums, and they can opt their children out of any of those curriculums at any point in time if they have an opposition to them, and the child cannot be basically held back in school or prevented from basically doing anything. And so it was actually a really, really good bill. I encourage anybody in other states to try to encourage your lawmakers to push it, because that's exactly why they did it. Because in states like California and New York, in some cases, yeah, they don't even need parental consent. These girls have gotten these HPV shots, and now they're completely sterile. They were in high school, and they said, oh, you need to get an HPV shot. And they said, okay. Yeah. Went in there and got an HPV shot. Came home, and parents go, what are you talking about? You got a shot? Well, yeah, they told me I had to get it. Nobody told me I had to get it. I'm your parent. You don't have a right to start running around. And that's exactly what I mentioned earlier ago. Once you start consenting, and once you start going in and allowing the all-powerful state to start saying, well, we own your kids. We'll inject you with whatever we want. Well, we own you. We'll inject you with whatever we want. At that point in time, you are nothing more than a peasant slave. Your life is meaningless as far as overall. Now, you still may be saved by grace through God Almighty, and so your soul is still basically saved, but your overall life, even if you think you're free, you're not. You're nothing. You're a slave peasant, and they will do anything they want to you. Once you start giving them the ability to freely inject whatever they want into your body, that's it. And so that's why I told everybody, the shot, everybody asked me this last year. They said, what's your line in the sand? I said, it's the RNA injection. I said, it's the same thing you said, Doug. You show up at my house, you start waving a syringe around, that's a deadly weapon. I'm in fear of my life, and I'm standing my ground. I'm the state of Florida. We don't even have to really have a reason to shoot anybody around here. Yet, it's actually a fairly safe state for that reason. Unlike Chicago, oh my gosh, you saw the numbers over July 4th weekend with Chicago?
Yeah. What are they again?
100 people were shot on Friday night, July 2nd. There were 32 more people shot overall the entire weekend. They've now had 2,021 people shot in the year 2021 alone. Chicago's a war zone. I mean, these are numbers you saw on the Afghan list, you know, as far as troops in Afghanistan and Fallujah.
Read those numbers. Again, yeah, read those numbers, please.
Right now, as of July 2021, 2,021 people have been shot in Chicago so far this year. One of the highest of all time. They're now discussing, for the first time in history, declaring a state of emergency on gun crime. Now, they have horrible gun crime out there. I'm not knocking that. But the problem is, they're trying to say, we got to do a state of emergency. We got to do more restrictions on guns. And you just want to look at them and go, you're one of the most gun-restrictive cities in the entire country. Could you please explain to me how your failed tactics are going to somehow make everything better when you make them worse? And so, again, this is the perfect example. Guns don't cause crime. Criminals cause crime. If a criminal wants to do something dumb, they're going to go do something dumb. They're not worried about the tool. They just want a tool that they can get access to. Firearms are a way of life in the United States. It just is what it is. That cat is way out of the bag. So we just have to adapt and deal with what we have here. And one of the reasons why, the sad part nobody wants to talk about, one of the reasons why Chicago is so crime-ridden is because the majority of the kids that grow up over there do not have father figures. So they go into the huge gang systems that are in Chicago because they have nowhere else to go. They want to have a alpha dominant male figure to show them how to grow up. So they basically gravitate towards these hardened criminals and thugs that basically prey on these kids to bring them in. And you got these gangs that are, you know, some of these kids are 10, 12 years old. They're little kids running around. You're carrying pistols. And this is what happens in a failed state. So they want to do a basically state of emergency. Now, one thing I think we've all learned now, especially after last year, state of emergency pretty much gives you the ability as a governor to do whatever you want to do. If you want to go in and basically just do whatever you want, go confiscate firearms, go try to push your vaccine, it's exactly what they do. And it's the emergency use authorization of a gene editing shot. That's what it's designed to do. When you put things under emergency, legally at that point, the bounds and restrictions that were normally there kind of disappear. And that's the problem you go into. And so this is why it's been very troubling to me to see ATF doing what they're doing now, because these guys are arbitrarily changing the law and changing their mind, which they're – I mean, the whole entire ATF agency is a complete and total crap show. They're a joke of an agency. They don't know what to do, so they just run around and try to find things to make crimes. Oh, that's right. They're really good at funneling 2,500 automatic machine guns and 50 caliber weapons to the Mexican drug cartel. They did do that successfully through Operation Fast and Furious and numerous other operations they've done that did not get nearly as much exposure. They're great at that. So forgive me, anybody, why I have zero respect for the Alphabet agency that claims they're there to prevent gun crime. How about this, Doug? How about ATF field agents basically go in and start doing patrols through Chicago and actually go get in gunfights with the gangs? Oh, that's right. The ATF doesn't like to do that. They'd rather just burn down buildings and kill women and children. That's actually easier. Then they take photos while they're holding their rifles, standing over the dead, burning corpses. Oh, that's right. That's about to be the director of the ATF. Yeah, that's that agency. So this is exactly what you said. It's not coincidental that ATF's pulling this card right now. At the same time, we're seeing people going door to door asking you if you need to get your shot. At the same time, we're having record amount of vaccine deaths, unprecedented in U.S. history. How many people are dying this fast from a shot? And the media completely twists and lies. Every single thing they say is turned into a complete and total lie now, or some type of manipulation. So, yeah, that's why it's important that we all stand our ground and we continue to forge shows like yours and ours and get this information out there and continue to support your small local businesses and your small online businesses and stop buying Amazon. I tell people that over and over again. Stop supporting the beast that's trying to own you. Don't give them your money. Keep the businesses in business that have always been there for you. And that was what we saw last year. One of the primary things the lockdowns did was ruin small businesses all across the country, which was not an accident, Doug. So again, yeah. I thank everybody for supporting Health Masters, for supporting the Hagman Report. Keep up this fight. It's not over. We are still holding strong on this. Over 50% of the population has not been fully vaccinated. And this thing's been out now for what, 8 months? Yeah. I think we're doing fairly decent so far, Doug.
Yeah. I've got to say this, though. I really want to urge people, listeners and viewers. I always say I can't afford to lose listeners and viewers, and that's probably true. But I don't want to, nonetheless. Please go to healthmasters.com. Get your nutritional supplements at healthmasters.com. Do that for your own benefit. Get the immune building system there that they have, that package. Make sure you have your ultimate multiple, but the best supplements on the planet, please get them. I really believe that's really the difference between, at least in my view, the difference between being really susceptible to this biological agent that was released by the Communist Chinese Party and, the University of, North Carolina Chapel Hill and, Fauci, Barrick, and others. So you have two choices. You can either tough it out and not take anything and, really wind up exposed and even badly impaired by this biological weapon known as the Chinese Communist Party virus, or you can build up your immune system, in my view, and become a lot stronger and have your odds better and have better odds in your favor against that, but certainly stay away from the jab. So healthmasters.com, Doug5 is the coupon code. The link will be in the program description box. And I thank you for doing that, because that supports this program, supports Health Masters, so they can do their wonderful, wonderful job too in getting the news out to people. Austin, did you happen to see that woman who was, she was a cooking teacher. She died on a live stream right after taking the jab. Did you see that?
No, I did not. What happened?
I'm not sure if I can, there's actually a video out here. She's cooking something. And, let's see here. It's difficult for me to like go through and authenticate these, because you just don't know unless I can talk to someone and authenticate this. But apparently, this woman received a quote vaccination, and at some point she died on camera, collapsed and died. And this has been out for about 6 weeks, or this happened about 6 weeks ago, and it's from Bangkok, Thailand. And she was a popular cooking teacher across Asia. But the article stated just about this, that her official, and I state, emphasize, official cause of death was a myocardial infarction or a heart attack. Well, what do we know? What do we know about the jab? So she looks otherwise healthy. And again, I can't really, I mean, about 2 minutes in, maybe a minute and a half in, minute 50. No, it's about 2 minutes in. She's stirring something on the stove, and she kind of looks to her right, looks a little woozy. Bam. She falls, hits her head on the counter, and then falls on the kitchen or cooking kitchen set floor or whatever it is. Looks like her kitchen. Dead from a heart attack. But you know, we don't necessarily need that to show the VAERS database shows a lot of troubling information. And that's what, 1 in 40 usually report on that, or the numbers are pretty low.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So but all in all, when you look at the entire thing. Oh, and by the way, folks, I'm going to mention this too. On Sunday, we're going to have a Patreon meeting on Sunday. Please tune into that. It's going to be kind of a show and tell. We're going to give people an idea of some of the information, some of the fruits of our labors through your support. Now, Austin, I sent you a photograph. If I show that show and tell, I mean, and that's only one small part. I mean, without describing or without saying what was in the photograph, what did you think of that when you saw that?
It's a bit disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some really sick people out there, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, So, folks, to the Patreon members, please, who support us, make sure you tune in. We'll give you an update on some investigations. All right. Thanks for that. I just wanted to kind of, you know, I don't want people to think that we're overhyping something or overstating something. I don't think I've overstated that, but anyway. All right. Healthmasters.com, folks. I'm really off today, brother. So go ahead and take this.
It's a Friday. It's okay. Yeah. It's been a long week for all of us on it. And, I mean, my biggest thing is I've just continued to try to get involved with stuff locally the best I can, encourage people the best I can. And, just get the truth out there, man, because it's the truth will set you free. And that's that phrase that has never been more true than right now. I mean, what we're seeing with the downright lies. I mean, when you have, what was it right here? When you have the inventor of the RNA vaccine technology, Dr. Robert Malone, did a podcast on the dangers of COVID gene therapy injections, and everything he talked about, he was the inventor. The inventor of this technology,
yeah.
Dr. Ron Malone. Yeah. Like, so this fake news, it's the guy telling you how he built it. Scrubbed off YouTube, scrubbed off Wikipedia, everything. Like, it didn't even exist anymore in that article, in that news story, in that podcast. Done. Well, how's it fake news if the inventor of the vaccine technology is telling you how it was made and what it does? How does that violate any guidelines? That'd be like somebody getting online and it's the builder and the maker of a custom motorcycle, and he's telling you how he built the motorcycle, how he personally did it. And they go, oh, that's fake news. He didn't do that. I did. Here's videos and photos of me building it. No, fake news. Fake. CNN fake news. You're like, dude, what are you talking about? That right there in and of itself should show everybody that there's obviously a serious, serious disinformation campaign going on right now to scrub all truth from the light and only produce and publish fake news. That's why I told you when Google and Snopes and all that were saying that this graphene oxide wasn't in the vial. I'm like, yeah, I believe about what they say as much as I trust putting, you know, a glass jar in a wet paper bag. Get out of here.
You know,
it's irritating.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought I lost you there for a second. That's why I thought. Anyway.
No, you're good.
Okay. So we have the I don't want to say the media, but we have the social media, the town square against us. We've got the media against us. I mean, my gosh, I'm looking at things here. You've got again, CNN is saying everyone, you know, it's the public's right, or it's the government's right to know whether you receive the jab, and to, it's for the betterment of the collective, for everyone to get the jab. It's just crazy. And then you've got the children, where there's no reason whatsoever for the children to get the jab. And again, people forget. From H1N1 to swine flu back in the day, how badly things went. But you know, those were just kind of trial runs compared to where we are today. Then you've got, just so much. And you guys, one thing I want to mention, because I did show this the first hour, that gay chorus thing, the indoctrination of children. I know, folks, if you didn't catch the first hour, go back and we played that. I'm not going to play that sickening piece of trash again, but
please no.
But I don't know whether you saw this. Again, there's a really great message board, patriots.win, where that had this graphic, and I think what is it? Six. Let's see, six of those guys. I'm looking at this. Six of those guys are convicted pedophiles. There it is on the screen right now. They're registered sex offenders against minor children. And the rest, I mean, there's more, of course. More will be coming.
No, they're all a bunch of sick SOBs. I had a conversation the other day with somebody, and I said, I really wish we could petition to bring back public lynching for convictions of pedophilia.
Yeah.
If we brought back the gallows for that specific crime, and you're a registered sex offender against a young minor, and I don't mean a 19-year-old boy has sex with a 17-year-old girlfriend and something happens. I mean these sicko perverts, these 30, 40, 50-year-old men that are raping little children. You get convicted of that? You get hung publicly? Oh, yeah. You think twice about being a little pedo now. You can be like, I don't know, this ain't that fun anymore. Old, you know, pedophile Bob over here just got his neck broke on the gallows because he got convicted. I don't know if I want to risk this. Yeah. But now it's become so normalized, which is the most sickening thing I've ever seen. In that choir video, all of that thing. Dude, when I saw that, I literally wanted to reach through and just beat them in the face with a tire iron. When I saw that, I said, you sick people. And what irritates me the most out of it, Doug, is they're doing it right in front of us, and people still know they're doing it. They tell us what they're doing, and they still send their kids to these communist indoctrination camps, and they still send them to these gay, transgender story hours. They think it's cool. They think it's funny. They think it's hip. It's not hip. Raping children is not cool. It's never been cool. Never will be cool. You're a sick pedophile. That is the main thing that I've had such a bone to pick with this whole LGBTQRSTUV perverted group, is that this whole entire thing from the very beginning, I said it a decade ago, it's all a bit about normalizing pedophilia is the end game. Because everything has to have an end goal, an end result. Anytime you have an agenda, you have to have an end game, a result. You have to have a goalpost you're going for. This entire agenda has been about normalizing raping little children and bringing children into this perverted sick lifestyle. That's what it's all about. And when people finally get that through their thick skull and go, this is why they're showing this stuff in school. This is why they're teaching 5 and 6 year old kids in California in school that it's okay to be a boy or a girl or a walrus or a broom or whatever you want to be. Pick your pronouns today. Sexual identity doesn't matter. Just pick whatever you want. Pick whatever you want to do. Pansexual, bisexual, doesn't matter. You want to screw dogs, doesn't matter. Everything's on the table now. This is where they're taking it. They have to do it with the young children. That's why it's so important. We keep our kids protected and in church right now.
Amen.
Keep them based on the Word of God and make sure they're getting the real, true information they need, especially if they're going to school. They get to learn real history, real truth, real teachings, not this perverted Common Core critical race theory, transgender nonsense that they're trying to promote now. It's absolutely unacceptable. The church and the Christians have to say now, not on my watch. This isn't okay. We're not going to do this. We're not going to sit back idly by and watch them pervert and manipulate our entire younger generation and completely ignore it and close our eyes and pretend it's not happening. That's not why we're here, Doug.
Isn't it interesting, the course, the course of events? You know, at first, well, it's just gay marriage, homosexual marriage. It's just, you know, it's a personal choice. Well, that turns into this full blown, agenda, this militant activist agenda to take our children and to force their conversion into their lifestyle.
Yep.
Now it's, hey, it's just a mask. Wear, it's just, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, what can, you're not hurt. You know, it won't hurt you to wear it. It's just a mask. Okay, which has led, look, follow the progression. Where's that going to lead? It's just a shot. You know, you want to get back to normal, don't you? Well, now I think, again, the convergence, and people were accepting. We've been too tolerant. The tolerance level was, you know, with the homosexual marriage. I love Bobby and Joe loves me and Bobby loves Joe. And everything's, you know, hunky dory, right? Let him go. Okay. Let's tolerate that. We can tolerate that. Well, it's not, I mean, we've been too tolerant. We've been too damn tolerant. And look where it's gotten us. It's gotten us into the situation where we have to fight to avoid the perversion of our children. We have to fight in order to avoid having our non-consent of our children being jabbed with this genetic modification tool, right? So at some point, we're going to have to say enough. Enough is enough. And I think, this is just me, I think the first person that stands up, if he stands up alone, he's going to jail. If 10 people stand up, they're going to jail. If 50 people stand up, they'll be pressed there, but they're going to jail. If 100 people, yeah, same thing. But if we stand up in numbers, I don't want to sound like the Hell and Ready song, but in numbers too big to ignore, then you know what? And dead ass serious that we're not going to take this anymore, anything, then I think we can change history. And, you know, you and your dad have been doing tremendous work with local, on the local level, changing history on a local level. And I want to thank you for that. Folks, Ted and Austin have gone out and spoken at school boards and county board. I mean, my goodness, thank you for doing that. And we all need to do that, because if we don't, then we're going to hang separately and quietly. And, you know, you can get disappeared, right? It's just simple as that. You can get disappeared, if you're alone. So let's stick together. We've got about 1 minute left. Austin, talk to me, brother. 1 minute's yours. Take it.
Well, like you said, they can't hang us all if we all stand up. And that's what we all have to remember. You said one person stands up. I mean, I dealt with it all the time. I was a prime example of that with a mask last year. Every time I go somewhere, I was always singled out. I didn't wear a mask. Always getting arguments. Always getting threatened with arrest. I had to leave. I was going to get a trespass warrant. I said, dude, I'm just trying to sit here and spend my money. Why are you bothering me? I'm not bothering you. I'm trying to give you money. You have to leave immediately. The sheriff's department's going to be dispatched. Why? Because I was by myself. Because nobody else would take off the mask. Except when my wife didn't wear one either. But other than that, I was always singled out. And I saw that example, exactly what you said. by yourself, they're going to make a spectacle out of you. And they do. And there's a lot of places that I will never visit or ever spend another penny at again because they showed me their true character, which was nice, though. I do know how some of these companies are. So that's why it's so important we get in this together. Like when we went to the school board and talked about the mask and got the school board to drop the mask mandate with the school, you know, there were dozens upon dozens of us that got up and spoke, and they were doing everything they could to try to silence it. Locking the door, we have to social distance, we can only let so many people in here. No, you guys are using this as an excuse because you don't want 500 people in here with pissed off mama bears telling them this is not okay. That's why it's so important. You have to have collective groups together and spread. So thank you for the support. Thank you for everything, Doug. I really appreciate it.
You're the guy. You're the man. Austin Brower, the younger half of Ted and Austin Brower's show, as well as the key man at HealthMasters.com. HealthMasters.com, Doug5, coupon code. Have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you, too.
All right, folks, that'll do it. Patreon meeting this Sunday, 7 p.m. Until Monday, God bless each and every one of you. Have a great weekend.